Welcome to Dating for Marriage.
My name is Lori Kaz.
And I'm Hannah Green. And together we're going to share our perspectives on dating.
So you can have quick wins, date ideas, and some fun.
All while looking for your happily ever after. Hey, Lori. So last week we kind of talked about the pluses and minuses of COVID dating. But like, as we are slowly getting out of the COVID dating world, what do you feel like is the number one question that singles ask you?
So this is the number one question singles ask me, both men and women. Where are all the great guys and the great girls?
I mean, I'm wondering
this. And my answer is always, they are everywhere.
I mean, I don't know, everywhere, but yes, you're right. They are.
I mean, just, you really have the opportunity in today's world to meet someone at any place, any time, right? That's why I always kind of go back to, you know, dating is 80% mindset and 20% actions, right? Because it all depends on, right, your mindset. If you're in the mood to meet someone or if you're not in the mood to meet someone. And, you know, just, you know, going to the coffee shop sometimes, you know, maybe not during COVID, but, you know, pre-COVID, hopefully post-COVID, hey, there could be somebody really interesting and you just strike up a conversation and you never know where that leads. So I just like to keep it open with that, just because I think there are just so many opportunities, you know, the dog park, sometimes the grocery store. Being open to maybe meeting someone new and having a friendly conversation and just go off the fact that, hey, no pressure, right? I just want to meet new people and, hey, keep it open.
That's definitely some like great advice. I am one that does try to meet people wherever I go. And I wouldn't say necessarily just meet people to date, but to meet people in general. I'm a very like outspoken, like outgoing person that likes to talk and find things out. I love to talk to the bartenders and things like that. But how do you do that when you're not at like somebody like me that's already somebody that is open to talking to people they don't know?
So, you know, basically you come up with a plan like of things you enjoy doing. Maybe you want to join a meetup group that talks a lot about art, right? That's a great way to get out of your comfort zone, meet new people. Maybe going to a trivia night. And like you said, like one of the things I absolutely loved to do when I was single, because I've always traveled a lot for work, and sit at the bar and just talk to the bartender. I think it's just an easy way to mix and mingle. And then as you're talking to the bartender, a lot of times you end up talking to your neighbor who's sitting there, who's hopefully a cute guy, a cute girl. And it's just easy to strike up conversation and also learn new things.
For sure. I use talking to the bartenders a lot for those same situations that you spoke about often that if you're starting to talk to bartenders, then the person joins in beside you, whether it's a couple that I met a couple from a football game one time, and they were an older couple and they were so fun. And then I actually, before the pandemic started, I met a guy at an airport bar and went on a couple dates with him. He didn't live here. He lived in California, but he was working here for a couple months. And so I thought, why not? But then all of a sudden, here comes COVID. But yes, I met him at the airport bar. I always like to get to the airport early, actually, just so that I can sit at the bar because I think it's so much fun. I also have, I don't think I told you this, but I actually went on a date with one of my Uber drivers, which I don't necessarily recommend entirely. I mean, I treated it as if he was a guy I met off the internet, but I don't know how I got this date with an Uber driver, but I was just coming home from an event where I had probably drank too much. I was asking him questions about politics, which is also probably a no-no, but somehow I got a date out of it. So, you know, those are my kind of stories in a place where what they enjoy, that it would be a lot easier then.
Yeah, no, I think the thing is just to think of it as you're just having fun. You're just getting to meet new people. There's no pressure involved. And you just go to different events. You try to, you know, have dinner by yourself at a bar, and you just make it very casual. And, you know, just create an icebreaker like, hey, I like your kicks, or, oh, cool watch. You know, just simple things. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. And you can even say, hey, have you been here before? Do you suggest other places in the area? I just think simple things just to strike up a conversation. Mm-hmm. And it just takes the pressure off of yourself. Another thing I have been offering pre-COVID was a Wing Girls night out, where I spend about 4 hours with you. We go out to different locations. I've done this mostly downtown. And I teach you how to flirt. And I teach you how to get comfortable being in your element and being out and just meeting new people. And I'm telling you, I had such a good time doing this. And it's so much fun. And it really, I think, helps build people's confidence who aren't normally used to just doing it. So I do offer that. It's $100 for the evening. And, you know, I give you all my endless tips. And hey, the lady I was with, she met like 3 people. It was amazing. It was so exciting to see her.
What happened when did anything come out of those 3 people?
So she did end up going on a date with one of them, but then there was a bit of an age difference, so it didn't really go anywhere. But I think it just, I mean, even if it doesn't go anywhere, I think it just helps give you hope that being open to possibilities, it can happen, right? Anytime, any place. Just because I think the key to dating success today is really doing a combination of online dating and then offline dating. It keeps you, I think, encouraged and in the moment to continue the online dating, which can, we both know, let's put it that way. We both know it can be so frustrating.
So frustrating. Do you think that there is like a benefit to going places that you don't normally go?
Absolutely. I think that any time you can try to switch things up and do something different, it is an opportunity to meet new people. And I think it's today, I think it's essential, really. If you want to get results, you can't keep doing the same thing. Just, you know, with anything in life, you've got to switch it up.
That is totally true. But I feel like that's sometimes where I can get frustrated, because I do a lot of that stuff that we are talking about. And so it frustrates me, even though I have had success in meeting people, it frustrates me that I haven't met more people, you know. And I also, we both live in Ohio. So I definitely, moving from Florida to Ohio, the amount of people that go out in Ohio that are married or with a couple already, I felt like was so much greater than what I saw in Florida. So when I went out in Florida, I was not likely to see people that were together at the bar. Like a lot of times it would be like, you know, it's a travel destination, so there might be people traveling, so they might be there by themselves. There was a lot of golfers that would go to the bar after they went golfing. You know, it just seemed like it was a little bit more of a single city. And here I don't feel that way. And I really can find that becoming frustrating sometimes.
No, I totally agree with you. It is a different vibe here in terms of, you know, a New York or California, where there are, I think, more people who are single and mingling. But one thing I do encourage everyone to do is take a peek at like Eventbrite. There's another good one that just launched this year. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but we can definitely put it in the notes. I think it's Mile. Is it Mile?
It's what? Sorry, you cut off.
I had the app someplace, but it was another. Okay. I think it was Mile. I keep trying to think of what it was called, but we could definitely put it in the meeting notes of this episode. But if you look and just see kind of what's going on, and sometimes there's a lot of single events, and maybe target going to those events, like a trivia night. A lot of times I see single trivia nights, or even right now, since we're in COVID, there's been some, you know, virtual single speed dating events. But, you know, I was a big believer in speed dating. I loved it.
I just thought it was,
you know, just stuff like that.
I'm not the biggest fan, but it is fun. I think we might have talked about it in the first episode or one of the other episodes. So they're all running together at this point. But I do feel like I try. Yes, events are great. Volunteering probably too. I know that there are mm-hmm. places for us to volunteer in Columbus, so I'm sure there's places in other cities. I'm also part of the Columbus Young Professionals group, and it's a group for people that are 20 in their 20s up all the way until 45. They consider still a young professional. So I've tried to do things with them, and I was really involved with them before the pandemic started. I think playing on a sports league would also probably be a great opportunity to meet people.
Absolutely. Definitely sports leagues, definitely volunteering, huge plus, I think, there. I know people who've met that way. Also, again, I think, you know, working your network, because they're going to have the vested interest in you. So definitely, you know, letting them know, hey, because you never know when somebody's having a party or barbecue or something. It's like a perfect opportunity. And then, you know, even if there's not anybody there for you, maybe they know of somebody. That's what I always used to like, because I'd get, oh, you know, we have a friend. It was always a bonus.
That is true. That is true. I actually was at a bonfire recently about, and I was talking about dating, and one of the other girls that was there, she was also single, and she had dated a guy, and she wasn't really into him, but she was like, oh, he sounds like you might be a good fit for him. So like there are definitely opportunities to, by utilizing your network.
No, for sure. I mean, it can be frustrating, it can be hard, but I just think being aware of your surroundings, you know, just looking for rings, thinking of ways you can break the ice with someone. If you're standing in line, it's always like a perfect opportunity. You know, it's just, you never know.
Yes. And I think that one thing that we should mention while we're talking about this, if you are by yourself somewhere at a bar or a restaurant, always be aware of your surroundings for safety reasons as well. I think that there are some bars that even tell you about, they have things written up on the wall about how you can get a server's attention or a bartender's attention if you're feeling like a guy is too creepy for you or somebody is bothering you. And so that is also important to remember. As I've definitely been in those situations where even it's not really a creepy guy, but maybe somebody that's really been drinking too much, or an older guy that's getting too close, or situations like that. Mm-hmm. So that's also to, while you're going on this journey and you're going out there by yourself, you should also remember to stay safe as well.
Absolutely. Trust your gut instincts. Always trust your intuition. If something feels off, do not hesitate. Definitely say something, speak up. You know, it's 2021 now. There's no need for that. I mean, I think people have definitely taken more action within the last few years regarding any, you know, type of harassment when you're out. So, you know, the bouncers usually will kick somebody out right away if they see somebody acting out of line. Another thing I do want to share is, if you can, challenge yourself to go out alone. I know it's hard for a lot of people. They don't like going out alone. I don't know if there's something about it, but really, I think challenge yourself, because you will stand out more and it's going to be easier for you. Because I hate to tell the ladies, but guys, you know, aren't going to talk to a group of ladies. It's so much easier if you're by yourself and you're open, you're smiling. You know, guys, I hate to say it, I really feel like they're more afraid of us than we are of them.
Probably. So, even though they don't let on.
No, they're too cool for school. But I do think that they're a little bit more hesitant versus us ladies, who are a bit bolder when it comes to, you know, initiating conversations.
Well, I feel like I wouldn't, as somebody that, if I was out by myself, I wouldn't go up to a group of guys either.
No.
So I think it goes both ways for sure.
Absolutely. So, you know, definitely put yourself in some situations where you're alone. And it also helps too. I have to say there were times I would be out with one girlfriend and we'd meet a great guy and we would sometimes not know if he was into her or if he was into me. And then you're like competing with your friend and it's just a nightmare. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to being bold and going out and doing
new. That's true. I mean, I definitely agree with that, but I have this friend in Florida and she and I would go out a lot. And whenever we went out together, we would get so many people coming up to us. And every time, like, we would be there out by ourselves, it would never nearly be as much. So even though it's harder, I think there, if there is a good, if you do have somebody that has a good relationship with you and you might not be competing, or like, for example, her and I would never go for the same guys. Like, we already knew that. So, you know,
yeah.
If you have somebody like that, I think there could be a benefit to having just one other girl maybe with you.
Absolutely.
Instead of a group.
Yeah, no, there's, you know what? Use your friend as a wing girl or a wing guy. You know, they can definitely help you too. Yes. I think there's definitely a huge benefit to that.
Yes. So I will say, like, for myself, a lot of times I prefer to go to the places less traveled. I'm not really one of the ones that likes to go to all the trendy places in town. I'd much rather go to a place that is more divey, not necessarily like a hole in the wall, but something in the middle where it's just like, I just feel like that's more my type of place, but there are so
many. It's casual, right? It's more casual. It's more easy going.
Yes. Yes. I feel like those are more my places. I think, what do you think about going to a bar and like where you can bring your dog?
I love that because your dog can be an opener for sure. We love, because I have two fur babies, that Brew Dog in Canal Winchester. It is amazing because they have that little dog run area. Yes. Oh yeah, it's a win.
Well, really any brewery, and a lot of breweries have patios that are dog friendly. So I'm sure whether you're in Columbus, Ohio, or you're somewhere else in the world, you probably can find a place that is dog friendly. I do will say it is harder to go by yourself with a dog because there can be complications with, like, for example, there was one of the breweries where you had to go inside to order and then you could eat outside, but the dog wasn't allowed to come inside with you. And so, like, I'm a paranoid dog mom, but she was fine. But I, like, tied her to one of the tables right outside the window so I could see her. And I'm more like the one, somebody's going to steal her, not that she's going to be, you know, it's not that she's going to be bad or she's not going to behave or be upset or anything. She does get upset from, she does get anxious when I'm not around, but my worry is more that somebody's going to take her. But if I can see her from the window, then I'm okay. I was able to figure out ways, but that was like a kind of an obstacle that I had to overcome this summer when I was going to different breweries that had patios. So I would often have to do a lot of research to figure out whether I could first bring the dog, whether they were dog friendly to begin with, and then how I would order things. So it's a little bit more complicated doing that by yourself.
No, I could see that for sure, especially if your dog's acting up, it can be challenging.
Yeah, I'm luckily she's a well-behaved dog, so I don't have to worry about that, but it was just a learning experience for both of us, so.
But
breweries are, I think, one of my favorite places to go to meet people, because I really feel like there are a lot of different types of people that go to breweries. And it's normally pretty laid back. And a lot of breweries now have more than just beer that they serve too. So they often have food and food trucks and things like that. So yeah, that would be probably my first choice when I would, if I were to go out by myself.
Agreed. Another thing I used to love to do is go to like a museum after dark. The Met used to host a ton of that when I lived in New York, but Cozy has after dark nights too.
Yes.
And that can be a lot of fun. And last time I went to the dinosaur one, I went with someone and she actually met someone.
Oh, really?
While we were having a drink. Yeah. So she just, I mean, they had a conversation. It didn't really lead to anything, but hey, you never know.
True.
So I used to love those. That used to be, you know,
those
something
are
new.
And those are also in other parts too, because we had that in our, COSI is our science center here in Columbus, and in Florida, we had the Orlando Science Center, and they had the same thing, adult nights. So look at any museum. I think our Museum of Art here has an adult night as well. So those are definite. I can't wait for all this stuff to come back.
I know. I'd just be human again and be out.
Yes, that's all I want is to do that, is to go out to these events.
The botanical gardens too. Every city has a botanical garden.
Yes.
We have a botanical garden here. There's one in New York in the Bronx and Brooklyn. I mean, they're really all over, I feel like.
Yes, I'm trying to think of where else obviously like beer festivals, any type of festival, I think like that it might be a good opportunity to meet people.
No, for sure. That's a big one. That is a good one.
Sporting events.
Yeah, live music.
Yes. Oh, yes. Love live music. Pair that with a brewery, and I'm good.
Yeah, bowling, because you never know who's bowling next to you.
Bowling?
I met somebody once bowling. Yeah, I met somebody once bowling with friends, because like the lanes kind of intertwine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, get on a bowling league.
Yeah, a bowling league. I played on a Euchre League, which Euchre is here in Columbus, is in Ohio. It's a card game.
Okay.
You probably have never played it.
I've never played it. Please explain.
Oh, you can't explain. It's too hard. It's like a learn as you play type game. But
got it.
Through the Columbus Young Professionals Club, they had a Euchre League. It was kind of awkward because I got paired. So I put it, you play with a partner. So you play with the partner every time you go. You have the same partner, and then it's like they keep track of your wins. And my partner just happened to be right out of college, and I'm 37. And he was a guy. It was a guy. I could have had a girl as a partner. It was just, you just sign up as a single, or you could sign up as a partner. But it was held at a bar, so that was fun, because then we would drink as we would play, and then we'd go. But I will say that sometimes I sign up for those leagues thinking that they're going to be fun, and then it's like, once it comes around, it's like, oh man, there goes my Tuesday night because I signed up to play softball. So I guess like you just gotta
no, that happens.
The Euchre League was fine, but I played on a softball team, and I felt like I was not, like my team was really into winning, and I was more into just playing, even though it was supposed to be a non-competitive league. Yeah. And I'm one of those people that gets like stressed in certain situations. And so like, as soon as I like struck out once, I was like done for the rest of the season. I couldn't hit the ball ever again. So it depends on the personality, I think, or like you got to really look into the things and make sure that there's something that you really want to do before you commit all of your time to that, something like that.
Yeah, definitely check out the culture. I agree 100%. Maybe you go for, like you go as a guest to start or something, you're subbing.
Right.
Tastings, anything tasting, like wine tasting, bourbon tasting, you know, then it's like, you don't have to commit to like weeks and weeks of things. And it's like usually like one and done.
Yes. I can't wait until those come back either.
I know.
I mean, I know that I've been really enjoying saving money, but like as soon as these events, or as soon as it starts becoming safe that these events can continue happening, I'm there.
I know. So hopefully soon.
Well, yeah, not soon enough, or at least in time for it to be nice outside. Like I think bringing, you know, once it's springtime and summer again, and we can do more things that way, then that would probably be, you know, I think another thing is like, well, we said volunteering, but, you know, there's a lot of things that you can be involved in that you would be passionate about that wouldn't necessarily, I guess, would be considered volunteering, but I think there's a lot of like activist work going on right now. And so if you can find some kind of group that you're interested in, I've been thinking about doing some of that myself, like eventually, that would probably be a great place to. Working at the animal shelter, I did that once.
Yeah, I think those are all great things. And in fact, I know for some of the activism, there's actually talks too. You can do virtual talks right now, because I just worked with somebody and I encouraged her to go to one of the talks because she's very passionate about, you know, diversity. And, you know, it's what a great way to meet somebody who's like-minded and on the same page.
Right. And I think that's something that I'm doing this dating journey myself, that I'm realizing that I might want more of, not necessarily somebody that is like really involved, but somebody that is at least passionate about the same things. And, you know, I think that really going to an event like that and trying to find somebody that is passionate about the same things would definitely be a benefit. And I just think, like, you know, aside from, I mean, meeting people online is great, but there's just like something about meeting somebody in person and having that connection right away, because it's like you might not have found their pictures attractive, or online they might not have like look like fit all of your requirements, or you might not have even known, like you might not even know in person all of their background, but you will automatically have some kind of attraction to them, and that automatically makes them like better. I remember there was a guy that I met at a bar one time, and he was an older guy. He was visiting. It was an in Florida thing, so he was not living in Florida, but he was really like attractive, nice. Like I really connected with him. And then I found out later that he had a daughter. And this is aside from, I know I told the story another time about another guy that didn't tell me that he had a daughter to begin with, but this was a guy that I had really felt a connection with that I had met in the bar. And he, just like, I probably would have looked past the daughter. Like, you know, I think there's some things you might be willing to look past if you meet them in person.
No, for sure. And I think also, don't knock the online, because hey, you never know. Give them at least a shot. Be open-minded.
Oh,
meeting someone in person is No, I know you're not, but I'm just saying. You know, sometimes online, I feel like a lot of people just. I mean, and I'm not saying you. I just see this a lot with other people, is that they just can't get past certain little things. That's why I'm like always just like keep an open mind. Just try. Just go one time, just to see if there's anything.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like when you meet somebody in person, like those little things you don't know yet. And so you're more likely to like them. And then once you learn those little things, those little things might not matter as much anymore, because you know, you met them in person and you were able to have a connection and you were able to maybe, you know,
because you've established the chemistry.
Right. Yeah.
I getcha. Yeah. No, chemistry is key, right?
Or they might not be super attractive And but their personality is great, and you might have passed them up on the online situation. Yes. Because they don't have the greatest pictures, but then right. because you met them in person, you saw their personality, you see that you are attracted to them.
Exactly. No, that's why, hey, just all you have to do is try one time. That's it. Because chemistry can develop over time, for sure.
Right. Well, and that's why I think you, like what you said in the beginning, it's important to have the balance of meeting people in person versus and meeting people online.
No, for sure.
Because then you might meet one person over the other at some point or the other.
Yeah, no, agreed. Agreed.
So what kind of quick wins can we take away from this?
So, I mean, in terms of quick wins, you know, definitely look for rings, right? As you're out and about, make sure, I mean, I don't know. I was at one point working on dating events and I accidentally approached a couple guys with rings, but it worked out because then they had friends. But in my situation, it was one thing. I wasn't looking to date them, but definitely keep your eye out for rings. Sometimes it can be sneaky, but you know,
yeah, sometimes they don't have the rings on.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't have the rings on though.
They might say, hey, right. I have a friend. You never know, but you know, definitely look for rings. I think that can save you some time. You know, icebreakers, work on your icebreakers ahead of time, like things like you can like show up in conversation with. Maybe even sometimes asking somebody if they have a pen. I know it's lame, but it can be so simple, right? So just work on your icebreakers and work on, you know, I really think the gift of gab is like, and it's something you can work on, right?
Right.
So definitely work on those icebreakers, use your network. They have a vested interest in you, sign up to volunteer. And then the last one is really trust your intuition, right? Always be safe. So if something doesn't feel right, get out, say something.
I think those are all great to remember.
Well, so like, subscribe, send us questions. We want to hear from you. We want to make this interactive and fun. And we're definitely looking to have a Q&A soon. I know we're going to have a Valentine's Day episode and talk a little bit about stages of dating and gifts. And, you know, we definitely want to hear what you have to say. And you won't hurt our feelings. So definitely speak up, share.
Yeah, share. And happy dating.